Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1,200. The topic is nutrition, and the title is Podcast Weight Loss Success Story. Woohoo! So I've been doing the podcast now for about 1,200 days, which has been a long time. And over the years, it's been fun to hear feedback from people and different success stories where they've followed the information from the podcast and was able to reach various goals. It's been super awesome, really fun. And someone pointed out to me recently, I don't point that out enough. So I guess I'm just so excited to share information. I kind of forget like the promotional type stuff. But they said, why don't you do a podcast where you talk about somebody using the podcast and how it helped them reach their goal. And that way it kind of encourages people to continue to listen and continue to use the information and just highlighting how helpful the podcast can be. And that was a really good point. And I hope that everybody who listens does find benefit to this. And I kid you not, on the morning of me wanting to like do this podcast, I had a friend who messaged me telling me about the success they've had listening to the podcast. So I decided to highlight them. So what do you know? Pretty awesome. So their journey has been wanting to just get healthier. Now, I've known this person for a while. They're a member of the gym. They come sometimes during the week, a lot of times on Saturdays, do a lot of bench work. And we've worked together just talking about bench. We've worked together, like they coach people. So we've talked about technique and just different things you look for, like when you're coaching other people. So it's cool to have like a little bit of a personal background with the person. And I've enjoyed that friendship a lot. We've exchanged information, for a couple of years now back and forth. So it's fun. It's fun to have that relationship. Now, they've been working to lose weight to just generally be healthier. When they started their weight loss journey, they were around 330 pounds. Now, really strong dude, can bench like, you know, mid-fours, very, very, very strong. So a good bit of that was muscle tissue. But it was also just heavy weight, you know, heavy on the heart, heavy on the body. So getting some weight loss would be good for long-term health. However, you know, if you're used to being strong, you don't want to lose strength. So it's definitely a challenge to, you know, you perceive that the choice is, do I be healthy or do I be strong? And that's a hard choice if you think you have to choose between the two. So he's been using the podcast and our discussions back and forth as a educational resource for him to lose weight but not lose strength. And it's been working. So quick little kind of like tidbits. He started at 330. Our message we covered last, actually about a year ago, he had shown me a picture of the scale and he was down to 278. And actually today he sent me a picture where he's at 249. Now, this has been quite a long journey in the sense that, it might be coming on 2 years. I'm not sure. But it's around that range. And that's been a pretty awesome change in the sense it's roughly an 80 pound change. 80 pounds seems like, oh man, you should be able to lose that faster than a year or, you know, a year and a half. But keep in mind, he's actually been able to do this while maintaining his bench strength. So he can bench press 405 like it's a feather. So maintain his bench press strength. He's also built muscle along the way and changed his overall shape. It's rare that when we talk about weight loss that somebody is able to maintain strength, especially at an 80-pound difference, and that they've actually been able to build muscle and improve shape. Most people, you know, if they look like a pear, they lose weight and they still look like a pear. So they might have lost 80 pounds, but they still look the same. So to have lost 80 pounds, but also to have changed your shape and built muscle along the way means he would have lost way more than 80 pounds of actual, like, fat. Because if he's added the weight of new muscle tissue, then that's negated some of the general weight difference, being an indicator that it's not only fat. In a sense that if somebody lost 100 pounds of fat, but they gained 50 pounds of muscle, the only weight difference you see is 50 pounds. You don't see the 100 pounds of fat loss, you only see the weight difference, right? So for him to lose 80 pounds means he's lost a lot more than 80 pounds of actual fat because he's been able to build muscle and maintain his strength and basically just achieve what everyone would love to achieve, is losing body fat but looking better and being strong. I think we all would want that, right? It's pretty cool that he's been able to do that through our discussions and through the podcast. So we'll discuss back and forth. Like, he sends me questions and comments, and we just discuss back and forth on Facebook Messenger. And so he'll say something. I'm like, oh, that's a pretty cool topic. I'll make a podcast for that. So then he uses that as his own benefit, and I'm sure he shares the podcast a lot with other people, and it's just fun to have seen that somebody was able to make progress in the best of ways, you know, fat loss plus strength plus muscle building in the best of ways just using the podcast. So I'll read the message he wrote to me this morning. It was, I just wanted to say thank you for all that you do. Because of you, I've learned so much about nutrition. You sharing your knowledge has really helped me to understand nutrition, and it's helping me reach my goal. I'm trying to get down to 242, as we've talked about before. I'm 8 pounds away. And he sent me a picture of him being on the scale at 249.6. So just a smidge under 8 pounds away. Now, why 242? Because that sounds like an odd number. But he wants to compete in powerlifting, and powerlifting has classes related to kilograms. So the poundage based on the kilogram class he wants to be in is 242. So he would like to be, I'm not 100% sure on what his age is. So sorry. But I think he's around 50. I don't know. He's probably going to kill me if I'm off on that. But I think he's around 50. And he wants to be a 242, 50 years old, and benching over 405 in a 405 in a competition, and he's going to crush it. He's going to do great at that. So I'm just super freaking excited for him. I think it's kick-ass. It's awesome. It's fun. It's amazing, and it probably has to feel so liberating to know that I can lose fat, I can look good, but still be super freaking strong. You don't feel like you have to give those up. And I want to encourage everybody else to recognize that often we don't have to give up one dream for another thing. So I've talked about this a bunch of podcasts. As I help clients, I've actually started helping a client who did powerlifting and marathons, and that sparked me helping a lot more people now actually doing marathons and stuff. And I have another person doing marathon running and doing an aesthetic competition. Another person who, it's common that I'll do people doing powerlifting and aesthetic competitions. That's not new, but that's normal. But it's fun that people recognize they can do like multiple goals. You don't have to pick one, or that like a strength sport is complete opposition of an endurance sport. You can do both. You can be kick-ass and amazing at everything. You know, it's just trying to find the right programming, the right nutrition, then being consistent with that. So you can accomplish great things. You can be healthy and be strong. You can be healthy and have six-pack abs. You know, you might have an injury, but maybe an injury doesn't mean that you have to be screwed forever. You know, I helped one client. They detached their hamstrings on both sides, had to get surgical repair, and then we came back. Like, I met them after that. I didn't cause that to them. So they got injured on their own. And then we met. We started doing powerlifting training and stuff and building them back up, and they were actually able to hit PRs above where they were when they had the hamstring injuries. So you can do amazing, amazing things. You don't have to give up stuff. And I think it's cool to see that a listener was able to accomplish that in their journey using the podcast. So I was kind of thinking through, looking at their progress, the five things that I think they kick ass at, and that I think we all can learn to apply and do well and probably be able to reach damn near any goal you want that you can learn from the podcast itself. There's five components I wanted to present today, a corresponding podcast with each component, and that's what I want to kind of leave you with, is to know that you can reach any and all goals you want. If you're going to do it on your own through the podcast, it's just a little bit of time investment. You know, you're going to have time. You have the rest of your life to do this. So listen to a podcast, write the notes, see one or two things you can implement, and then implement them. Try it for a little while. Then when you feel like, you know, that's kind of getting settled, then listen to the next podcast. Implement one or two things there and just build it up on your own. You can do this. If you have the income, you know, if you have the ability, you can get a coach to help you. Absolutely. Why not? If you don't have that income, if you want to try to do this on your own, you can. I hope that you feel empowered through the podcast to do this stuff on your own and to not feel like you're stuck, you know, having to rely on somebody else, or, you know, if you don't have the financial means, or just whatever it might be, whatever the limitation might be for you, and you want to be able to do it on your own and learn more on your own and kind of do all that. I hope that you always feel Like, you're getting that from this podcast. So the first thing I think they did amazingly well is they controlled their daily calories and protein. We've talked about this is absolutely the number one thing that you need to do. In order for you to get a predictable response from your body, you have to give it predictable things. So I have to give it a predictable, consistent amount of calories to get a predictable, consistent response. And then once I have that consistency, I can modify what I give my body to then predictably modify the response. So if I want to lose weight, but I eat completely random, then making any change in my nutrition isn't going to make any difference because it's so damn random, it's not going to produce a consistent result. So we have to be consistent to then be able to predict what change we're going to get when we change our behavior. Podcast number 1131 is a nutrition podcast titled The Need for Caloric Consistency. So this is, start here, okay? Boom, start here. If you want to know what to do, how you can reach your best goals, live your best life, all that stuff, start podcast 1131. There's a million places to probably start, but this is a really good one, okay? And it'll also direct you to other things you should listen to and other resources. You can either look on the podcast platform you're on. It's only about 70 podcasts to go if your podcast goes that far. Platform goes back that far back. Or you can Google search, or you can just shoot me an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com, and I'll send you the direct link for the podcast. But podcast 1131, nutrition podcast titled The Need for Caloric Consistency. It'll explain why consistent calories are the utmost important thing. Absolutely. It'll also give you extra information about protein and some other odds and ends. But that is the first place to start. If you do not get your calories consistent, nothing else you do will produce a consistent result. You might accidentally, randomly get a result from it, but it's not going to be consistent, and it'll seem like it kind of fades, and you're not sure why. Like, I was just doing this last week, and it worked totally fine. Why the hell do I feel different? If you don't have your calories consistent, nothing else you do will have as significant of an impact as you want it to. Your efforts will not be worth their full merit if you don't have that calories, the calories consistent in place first, okay? The second thing they did was they started eating more calories kind of during the day, so that way they were eating less at night. So they matched more of their caloric usage. If I use more during the day and I use less at night, I want to eat more during the day and eat less at night. The more I match the way in which I use my calories, the less need my body has to create and store body fat. If I better match how I spend my calories, my body doesn't have to fight so hard to save the calories. Okay? That makes sense, but people don't do this. We all deem ourselves to be too busy to eat during the day, so we end up overeating at night. You know, we spend too much during the day, then we have an extra surplus at night, so our body saves that surplus as body fat to cover what we spent earlier in the day. So if you undereat during the day, you overeat at night, and it doesn't match your activity level, you are reinforcing why the body developed the need to store body fat. Because at times, it was asked to do more than it had the reserves to do it with. So you gave your body 2,000 calories worth of work, but you only ate 1,000. Where the hell is that extra 1,000 going to come from? Body fat. Well, if it gives up that body fat, but it doesn't replace it, what happens if it gives up more body fat and more body fat, and eventually you have no body fat left? If you had no body fat left and you tried to do something your body couldn't fuel itself for, you would die. Your organs would die. Your heart will stop beating. Your brain will stop working. So your body needs to have some reserve of energy just in case you don't eat what you ask it to do. The more you match your caloric intake to your caloric output, the less the body needs to save and create body fat. So podcast 1147, nutrition podcast titled Eat Early, Eat Often, Eat to Match, that'll explain that and explain how you can do that in a very easy, sustainable way. So those are two ways that this client, this person, they crush things and were able to be successful. And these are two things that you can do to crush whatever your goals are to be successful. So controlling daily calories and protein was the first one. Then being eating more calories during the day than at night, so better matching your caloric intake, is the second one. The third thing they started to do, and I don't know if I'm doing this in exact order, but these are the top five, I said, like, of what they're doing. The third thing they're doing right is they're matching their daily intake to their daily activity. So we just talked about how to match within a day. You know, if I'm more active in the beginning of the day than the end of the day, I need to eat more at the beginning of the day than at the end of the day. But also, we need to match our day to day. So if I have a training day, I'm going to use more calories and need to eat more food. If I have a non-training day, I'm going to use less calories and need to eat less food. Again, this is matching our needs. The more we match our caloric need to our caloric intake, the less body fat we have. So now that we're thinking about, like, the step two was to match within a day, now we need to think about matching from day to day. Podcast 173, so way the hell back when, over 1,000 podcasts ago, we talked about the need for caloric cycling during diets. We've reviewed it about 4,000 times over, but that would be a good podcast to check out if you're new to that concept. Again, if your podcast doesn't go that far back, just shoot me an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'll send you the direct link for this podcast. Podcast 173, Nutrition, the Need for Caloric Cycling During Diets. It explains why you have to have higher calorie days and low calorie days if you have high activity and low activity. Again, it's reducing the need for body fat. This also increases performance. So if you want to eat to build muscle, to be faster, to be stronger, you need to eat in this exact same manner. So that way what you eat has availability for you to do your best performance and convert the best over to muscle. The fourth thing is nutrient timing. So what we eat digests at different rates. So protein is kind of the repair thing of the body. It fixes and repairs things. It grows tissues, blah, blah, blah. Carbs and fats are kind of the fuel of the body. Fats are slow digesting and they're slow to burn off. So if you just need steady, easy energy, fats are great. Carbs, they digest quickly, they're available quickly, but then they're gone quickly. So if I'm about to be super active, I eat a lot of carbs, I crush my activity, I perform well, and then they're gone. So I don't have to worry about fat loss, fat storage. Okay? Whereas if I eat fats before I'm super active, I'm going to feel like crap because they're not digesting fast enough and my body's busy trying to digest them while I'm trying to be active. So it doesn't match. So getting your caloric intake, like your nutrient intake, your carbs and fats to match your activity is extremely important for performance. And even if your goal is fat loss, you need to perform well in your workouts so you have the greatest stimulus from the workouts for fat loss and like shaping muscle and all the good things. That's podcast 249. Nutrition podcast titled Meal Timing. The fifth thing is to be consistent. You have to be consistent with what you do if you want to get results. As I said, this client's not a client. I keep saying that because I'm used to saying it. But the listener has been doing this for over a year, and they've been consistent in the sense that they've still been doing this for over a year. I'm sure there were good days. There were bad days. There might have been weeks of kind of fluctuation. But overall, in the grand scheme of it, they keep showing up. They keep being consistent, and therefore they have made that change. They've gone from 330 down to 249. They're strong as they've ever been, and they have great muscle shape, and everything is working out great. So how they were able to do that was just showing up every day and doing their best. Part of that is making what you do able to be consistent with. Is it sustainable action? Is it something you can do every day? We have a podcast number 658, nutrition podcast titled Nutrient Tracking, Getting the Most from the Least. So it teaches what's the minimum amount of stuff that you have to pay attention to get the best results. That's podcast 658. So if you take these five podcast recommendations, you can achieve whatever you want simply through the podcast itself. Listen to the podcast. Take notes. Try to implement them. Try one or two things at a time. Once you're consistent with it, move to a next thing. Once you're consistent with that, move to the next thing. Slowly build over time. The goal is progress and sustainability. If you try to be perfect, you won't be. No one's perfect. You're going to be disappointed. If you try to be a flash in the pan, be amazing, but it's not sustainable, the results you get won't be sustainable. It's important to take your time and be patient. Listen to these podcasts. Take the steps that they recommend. And you absolutely can achieve whatever your goal is. If you have any questions, if you need anything at all, I'm always available to help. Please reach out. Just like this listener does, we exchange questions. I make podcasts for them. Everybody's welcome to do that. I encourage it. I love it. I appreciate it. So thank you all. If you like our podcast, if you think our podcast is helpful, if it's been helpful to you, as it has been to this listener, please share it. The more people we share the podcast with, the more people we can help live their best lives. They can take this information, create a life that they love, and able to achieve their goals. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you share the podcast, I really appreciate it. Also, thank you to the patrons of the podcast, the people who financially support the podcast through the Podbean platform, and through the podcast donation link accessible on our Instagram homepage. The podcast has costs well over $1,000 a year, so I really appreciate the financial help. It really helps us be able to do this every single day, so thank you, thank you, thank you. And then also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything that you want to know, let us know at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.